It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Most people are familiar with the showy red or yellow flowers of the Indian paintbrushes. They can be found from the dry valley grasslands to lush alpine meadows. There are 21 species of paintbrush just in Montana, including bristly paintbrush, the red-flowered species of dry slopes, and scarlet paintbrush, which is common in meadows and along streams. During drought years, you may be able to notice that while most of the plants on the hillsides will look dry and withered by early summer, paintbrushes remain healthy-looking. Do these delicate plants have a more efficient way of obtaining water than their neighbors? The answer is yes. Paintbrushes and their close relatives, lousewarts and owl clovers, are hemiparasites. That is, they obtain part of their water and nutrients from neighboring plants. When a paintbrush root comes in contact with those of another plant, it forms a short side branch that then penetrates the neighbor's root. The paintbrushes lose water to the atmosphere more easily than other plants. Thus, as the sun and wind draw water from the paintbrush plant, a kind of suction is created that causes water and sap to be drawn from the roots of the host plant into the roots and foliage of the parasite. Researchers have determined that paintbrushes and their relatives obtain water, mineral nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus, and carbon compounds such as sugars and amino acids from their hosts. Paintbrushes are not host-specific, and a variety of plants, including other paintbrushes, may be used by the same species. Paintbrushes and their relatives have green leaves and are able to some extent to synthesize their own carbon compounds and obtain their own water and nutrients. Although most species of paintbrush can flower and produce seed in the greenhouse, the garden, or other benign environment, a host is usually necessary for survival in the more stressful and competitive conditions occurring in native plant communities. Although the effects on host plants have not been studied, dense colonies of paintbrush undoubtedly have an impact on the vegetation. Next time you see one of these beautiful plants, perhaps it will make you think of the complex interactions occurring underground. This week's Field Note was written by Peter Lesica. I'm Annie Gard for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.